To go home, to be with the one that lifted our feet up out of the mire and up out of the clay. We have to be patient in our walk here. He knows what his people is suffering here in this world. Brothers, but listen, that morning wind that he bids us to come home, when the trumpet sounds and when the dead in Christ shall rise. Listen today. There's not words that we can find in our vocabularies to be able to express what awaits for us on the other side. But I'm longing to go see each day that comes and goes here. We get a little closer to home. But here's the good part. Of those that are ready to die. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. I'm just going one way here. When we step on board of that old ship of Zion, we'll be on our way, Brother John, to that land that flows with milk and honey. Bless his name, this border. No one said, no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. If you're here this morning and you're lost, burned, and undone, you don't have to go ask the preacher. You don't have to go ask these brothers and sisters here this morning, but talk to the one that sits upon his right hand this morning. He's the one that's got the keys to both death, hell, and the grave this morning. And listen, always remember that it's not his will that any perish. Heaven was made from the beginning, big enough to hold the whole Adam generation. But listen, he knew they wouldn't. Brother Coy, he said, broad is the way, broad is the gate that leads down to eternal damnation. But narrow is that way to leads to life everlasting, and few there be. Listen today, people, there's few compared to the population of this earth in the thousands of years that's gone by. But there's many going down to that world of loss. But if you go down there, it will be your choice. It will be because that you have chose to do that.
That's right.
So I ask you today, is anything all right? No. Nothing less than the saving grace of God can lift your feet up out of the miry clay and set them up on a highway of holiness. God never made but one way from earth to heaven, and that's through the shed blood of his Son that died upon Calvary's cross. He came to pay our sin debt, and he hung there, he bled there. He could have called to his Father for whatever help that he needed that took him down off of that cross.
That wasn't the plan.
But he knew what his Father's will was. And he prayed, Lord, Father, let this cup pass from me. And I'm glad today that he prayed that prayer, Brother John. Because if it hadn't, there'd have been nobody here today to have been saved. He was the only atonement that was ever made for sin. Listen this morning. You can believe, and people do believe, upon a lot of things in this world. But if that won't take you to heaven, it'll be no benefit to you. You must believe. believe, and you must confess. The Bible said, with the heart man believeth on to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made on to salvation. If this, what we speak from our mouths would save you, we could all been saved a long time ago. But it has to come from down on the inside. And it has to be truth that will set you free. Let me say this to you. There's many people afflicted throughout this land, throughout every nation upon earth today. They go to and fro, trying this, trying that, to relieve what ails them. I'm telling you today, people, that if you don't get Jesus down on the inside, there's a void that can't never be filled till you have Him. You don't know what it's like to lay down upon your bed at night and wake up this morning and say, thank you, Lord, for the dawning of another day. If He calls, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. I want you to remember this. Them that sleep behind this cemetery and all the cemeteries across this great land that God has blessed us with. If in all that was ended out there when we put them in the ground, if it was all over there, then we all could all eat, drink, and be merry because tomorrow won't matter.
Yeah.
But that ain't just the beginning.
Yeah.
When they put you out here to sleep in the heart of the earth, it'll be no different than when you laid down on your bed last night and woke this morning. It'll be that quick. It'll be that sudden. And there is a trumpet that's going to sound. And the Bible said, and the dead in Christ shall rise. And rise to where? To go home to heaven or to go down to eternal damnation. I wish that I could explain to you this morning. We preach sometimes how great and how beautiful heaven must be. And maybe there's not enough preaching done on how torment those that go down to a world of loss. Desire to die and can never die. What you've got to understand today is when you was born from your mother's womb, you were born for eternity. You were born never to die no more. But here was the good part. He came and died upon the cross that you would have a choice to where that you wanted to spend eternity. You can't find no excuse and no reasons to push Him away. The greatest battle you have is that travail from nature to grace. Ain't nobody knows if you've never been in it. And if you're at the age of accountability, then you understand what I'm talking about this morning. He said, repent and believe that I am, and that I am a rewarder of those who do diligently seek me. I didn't get up here to preach. Sometimes explaining the word, explaining how real that heaven is. If you ask every person in this house today, what would you take for the hope of Jesus that you have down on the inside? You know the answer you would get? They wouldn't give this world and 10,000 more like it for the hope that they have. That hope that we have can't be bought with money. It is the gift of God. And you can't get it no other way than being born again. Ain't got a thing to do with denomination. All denominations, if you've been born again, heaven, you're heaven bound and heaven bought. And you'll be there in that place. So may God bless you.